It's Friday, it's 9 o'clock, and it's time for Should I Stay or Should I Go? Brought to you by LegalZoom.com. Now, this is a segment of the show where you, the audience, decides the fate of an up-and-coming talent. Do they have what it takes to become big and famous rock stars? Or should they pack their bags, move back home with mom and dad, and start working on Plan B?
Should I stay or should I go?
Stephen Stills and Kristen Stills, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us today. You got this this big event coming up, the third Light Up the Blues concert. Now look at, names on here. You got, obviously, yourself, Neil Young, Sean Colvin, the White Buffalo, friend of the show. I love that guy.
Love.
When did you discover him? Because I discovered him just being through a friend at a concert. I was like, this guy is amazing.
No, I was on the road, and she called me and said, guess who we got?
Oh.
I mean, at this point, the third one, and she's doing it all this time. I mean, I don't know what's going to come out the other end.
You got Jack Black emceeing the whole thing?
And Jack Black, he's our best host ever and one of our best friends. And but it was sort of, CSN did it 2 years and it was Neil's turn. I said, Neil, I'm calling them in. Don't book April.
Awareness day was yesterday, right? The autism
started yesterday.
So, and does it go all month?
All month long.
You're supposed to wear blue.
April is blue. Taxes and autism.
I got blue on today.
My panties are blue.
Yeah, right. Prove it, right, Stephen? Prove it.
Wait, I got blue jeans on. There you
okay,
go.
Okay, okay, okay. Thank God. Thank God.
Phew.
I was thinking she had to prove it for a second.
You don't want Stephen to tell you what's blue on him.
No, please.
What?
Tell us what's blue on you.
His sweater.
My sweater, my jeans, and the shirt underneath.
There you go.
Well, here's what we're going to do before we dive into this this event you got going on. We need your musical expertise to help decide if this young artist who's unsigned has what it takes to pursue something in music, or should they possibly maybe just do it at home for fun and never play for people ever again.
It's a lot of pressure.
I would never do that to anyone.
Well, now's your chance. You can be nice. You can be nice. I mean, it might be good. We haven't heard it yet. It could be awful. It could be good.
You can play it all. Music brings you too much joy not to do it.
Stephen Stills, do you advise somebody to have a B plan? Did you have a B plan? Or were you like, no, this is what I'm doing, and this is what I will do, whether I make money or not. It's my
love. No, that ship sailed about 20 years ago. I had a plan B all the time, but then it was like, it's too late now.
No plan B needed.
Yeah. At some point, you get past the plan B. What was your plan B, Heidi?
Oh, you're looking at it.
This was plan B? What was plan A? I'm second choice.
I'm still here, aren't I? It's become a plan. I was going to be an actress.
Well, I have small children. I can't sail around the world with small children.
That's true.
That's a bucket list thing, though. You'd like to sail around the world?
Yes, but in a very large boat that would basically eat up my entire income. I have children in college, and they keep. And I told them, okay, just don't overlap. And of course, the birth thing that happened is one of them took a semester off, so I have two in college.
Oh,
next
you
fall.
Could afford maybe a canoe at this point. Yeah. That's it.
It's all about cash flow, baby.
Well, the artist that we're going to have to decide if they pursue their dream or not is the name Jody Whitesides. He has been compared to Justin Timberlake, Gorillaz, and Muse. His live show is akin to a funky audio lap dance for your ears that sounds amazing and is captivating. Jody has been called a must-see live performer. He's looking forward to performing all of his current and future fans. So on the phone is Jody Whitesides. Hello, Jody.
Hey, Frank. How are you doing?
Say hello to Stephen Stills and Kristen Stills.
Hey, Stephen, Kristen, good to see you, or actually good to talk to you.
This is a big deal. It's a big deal.
So you know, yeah. Stephen says he would never tell anybody they suck, so whatever he says, he's possibly lying.
I'll take a grain of salt with it.
You have to get Crosby for that. He tells me I suck all the time.
All right, Jody, you know how this works, right? You've sent us a couple songs, and now it's up to you to choose what song you want to play for us first, because it's very important, because if the first song is accepted, and we all love it and say, stay, you're awesome, we will hear that second song. But if the first song is not that great and people say go, we don't want to hear this, we won't hear the second one. We'll never hear it. So it's a very important decision you have right now, which song you're going to start with.
Let's start with Hero Unexpected.
Hero Unexpected. Okay, 1-800-955-KLOS is the number. 1-800-955-5567. You can also vote on the text line. Just text HF and then your vote, stay or go, to 68683. And you can vote online at HeidiandFrank.com. So here he is, Jody Whitesides.
Of the man I'm to be, they're pushing me on a historic journey. It's my turn to be someone this time around. I start with lying. Understand all the reasons a stranger says, save her to save the world. I'm determined to be going down that highway, knowing I could die to prevail today.
His name is Jody Whitesides. It's now time to decide if Jody should stay in music or go far away. Our special guest, Stephen Stills, is here with his wife, Kristen Stills. So what do you think of Jody Whitesides?
Jody, if you quit, I'll hunt you down and kill your dog.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Man, that's terrible.
That was just great. Anything that starts with the backwards guitar in the front. And it's very classic rock. And the guitar sound is great, and your voice is great, and had no idea what the song was about. But then, you know, it's melody, and you've got to discover things in layers. But that's fabulous. Got drama, it goes from one place to another, not all the same, and the transitions are really good, and you didn't lose the pocket.
Wow. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
But remember, he could be lying. Now, when you said that you didn't really know what the song was about, I kind of got lost in what the song was about, too. So what were you saying? Like, there's layers of melodies. Like, he can figure that out later, but musically, he's good.
Well, yeah, musically, he's great. The double vocal kind of makes it hard to follow that. You know, in Lennon McCartney's world, it makes it clearer. But that was then in really bad tape and, you know, which is obviously a Pro Tools record or a computer generated record, and that adds a glassine sort of clarity to it. And single voice works much better, unless of course you're trying to hide that you're slightly out of tune.
Right.
But actually, sometimes that's cool. It's like I get a synthesis of a string section once, and we detuned the violins until we had eight of them, and we just took it both sides of, you know, absolute perfect, and it sounded like a real section. So, I mean, in that regard, it's good, but, you know, I just...
Is that something you came up with, and you're like, you know what we need to do? Take your violin out of tune real quick, and we're going to make something awesome. I can't imagine.
No, I played in an orchestra, and they're never all in tune, and that's what makes them... In other words, the note is spread over... it's minuscule.
Oh, okay.
But perfect pitch will, like, drive you crazy. So that's what makes an orchestra sound so big.
Kristen, what do you think of Jody Whiteside's?
I liked it. I personally like not knowing what a song is about. I don't think you need to know what a song is about.
Not immediately.
A little intrigue there. It's heavily produced, which is, for me, not, you know, I like something a little more
raw
and organic. And we were just talking about analog last night versus digital, and we have strong feelings about it. But, you know, for a heavily produced song, it came together really nicely. And there's a lot of talent there.
There was a lot of creativity in the studio, and you let the studio be part of one of the instruments, and I kind of liked that. I did that a lot. But now I'm reverting to an old school sort of, let's get it in three takes, boys.
Yeah.
What did we practice for? And you know, that's just my state of my career right now.
But everybody goes through that state.
What Jody is doing is right for Jody right now.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just cool. Cool.
Yeah, I thought the only thing it was missing was a black choir, really. If you want to add something on top of it.
No, actually.
That's been done.
Then you're too far to just. I would just eliminate the lap dance for your ears, you know. I'm just not a strip club kind of guy.
Well, we haven't hung out nearly enough, Stephen.
That could change.
No, when I was very young, I worked in a folk club next to a strip club, and I doubled as a bartender. And after a few months, it got real old.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Eventually, just, yeah.
It's like, and you get to know the girls, and you think, what are you doing?
I'm going to school. I'm trying to pay my bills.
I bet Cinnamon is a doctor today.
Right.
Okay, that's what she was doing.
Dr. Cinnamon.
All right, we're going to come back. We're going to take your calls, 1-800-955-5567, 1-800-955-KLOS. And you decide if Jody Whiteside should stay or go. That is next. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.